News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Development Bank of Jamaica is reviewing a proposal to position Kingston as a cruise shipping destination. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Darrell Vaz, made the disclosure at a recent business community sensitization meeting for the construction of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade building in downtown Kingston.
This involves the construction of a cruise ship pier and a dramatic revitalization and restoration of Kingston's downtown and harborfront areas, along with existing places of interest, to a world-class standard that will attract cruise ship lines.
Minister Vaz adds that a group of private sector leaders will partner with the government and other stakeholders to significantly upgrade a portion of the downtown Kingston Market District to better serve vendors and patrons. Work on Jamaica's first integrated resort development incorporating casino gaming is expected to commence in early 2017. Finance and the Public Service Minister Audley Shaw says the development is being carried out by one of the two investors for whom integrated resort development orders were approved by the previous administration in 2015.
One investor is scheduled to break ground in January 2017 and also plans to operate a temporary casino as they build out hotel rooms. With respect to the other investor, discussions continue regarding new construction timelines, among other matters.
Integrated resorts are large-scale developments that must include a minimum of 2,000 hotel rooms with linked casinos. These may also include other facilities such as shopping malls, restaurants, water parks, and golf courses. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has established a corporate finance committee to improve its financial management system. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reed says the committee will keep track of accounts receivables and payables, as well as monitor the progress of projects. It will also ensure there are proper budgets in place for school furniture, among other needs.
And every year you have complaints about inadequacy of furniture. So that's an area we're going to plug this year and make sure that budget is clearly identified very early. Procurement starts early, signal ready that yes, that needs to start now. So come by the end of August next year, I have no furniture problem in the rest of the system.
Senator Reed says the objective is to have the ministry operate similar to a corporate entity. And the Ministry of Agriculture is reporting the detection of the frosty pod rot disease, which affects the pods of the coca crop. Portfolio Minister Casamudis says this is the first occurrence of the highly contagious disease in the Caribbean. Minister Samudis says the disease was confirmed following tests by the plant quarantine unit in Clarendon.
We are therefore appealing to our cocoa farmers, farmers of other produce, and the public at large to join us in combating this disease.
He says the frosty pod rot will affect production levels for 1 year, noting that the ministry has allocated $50 million per annum for 3 years to eradicate the disease. Investigations are underway to determine how the disease entered the island. Coca growers are being urged to inspect their fields and immediately report any suspected cases of the disease to the plant quarantine office or send pictures via WhatsApp Messenger to 435-5828. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.